You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the Armory with this week's rant. Gentlemen, it feels so good to be in such a pro-2A state. However, that is not the topic of this video. But I want to go ahead and say this. As you all know, this is Mother's Day weekend, so there will be no HMT. I'm going to be completely indisposed the whole weekend. That's right. I'm going to be grinding it out. Lots of deliveries, lots of pay. But no, what I really want to talk about is the fact that a lot of Black women to whom this applies are absolute and total losers. Yeah. Now, you might ask, what makes me come to this conclusion? One simple word, gentlemen. Fantasy. That's right. Fantasy. Now, what are the top fantasies for Black women to whom it applies? One, the number one fantasy is what we like to call the divesters. Yeah, the swirlers. Or we can go ahead and take it one step further. Olivia Pope. And if you don't know who Olivia Pope was, I'm going to refer you back to an old TV show that was the number one TV show with Black women while it was airing. Scandal. Mm-hmm. Now, when Scandal was in the height of its popularity, you could not get Black women from stopping to talk about that show. And when you ask them, why do you like Scandal so much? The first thing that they would say, it's because of the writing. Really? Get the absolute fuck out of here. What did Scandal represent? Even though, if you really understood it, it was one of the most degrading shows for Black women. But Olivia Pope was a Black woman who was the side chick to the white president. And of course, Black women ate that shit up. Oh, he really loved her. He really loved her, but he just couldn't be with her because of his wife. No. See, that was the further reinforcing of the fantasy that Zaddy was going to choose her over Becky. Mm-hmm. That is the number one fantasy of the Black women to whom this applies. Now, the second fantasy is the Russell Wilson fantasy. Yeah. See, this is why all the women who are aligned with Meg the Stallion were up in arms. They thought they were going to get that second Russell Wilson fantasy. Now, going by Black women's logic, I've even heard this being married to an Asian woman. Now, we know that they love saying this, yo mama Black. Well, by their logic, Klay Thompson's mother's white. Yeah. Notice, Meg tried to play the chameleon role. Yeah. Oh, she was out there cooking and all that stuff for his family. Yeah, she tried it. But we all knew. Nah. That was nothing more than an attempt at a pivot. Fellas, you saw that in real time. Meg Thee Stallion is not known for her culinary skills. So that was another attempt at a play. But, we all knew Klay Thompson, yeah, he used her for a good time, not a long time. Even though Meg Thee Stallion thought, oh, I've done all of this 304 activity, and now I got a man that's going to come in and take all my problems away. He's going to retire me from the streets. But guess what? As soon as that breakup happened, what did she do? She went right back to her 304 ways. Yeah, taking shots off of a woman's chesticles. Yeah, she proved in that moment that everything that she was doing with Klay Thompson was nothing more than an act. And of course, she had to go ahead and try to besmirch his name on the way out. Standard operating procedure for a bitter woman. I'm going to try to burn the house down on the way out. Hopefully, Klay Thompson moves on with a white woman. That right there would be the ultimate gut punch to the sisterhood of failure. Oh, that would be hilarious. So then, if he moves on with a white woman, fellas, you know you can say that. Well, his mama's white. According to black women, men should date women like their mothers. So he's just following the black woman's logic. Or should I say, lack thereof, which is nothing more than a shaming tactic directly for black men. Yeah. Now you got these crazy ass brain dead 304 hyenas out here talking about, oh, we're going to cheat on our men. It's going to be hot girl summers. These women are losers. Nothing more, nothing less. Hopefully, the men that they're with will see their videos and leave. Okay, cool. You want to be out there in them streets? Fine. From the streets, I got you. To the streets, I return you. Nothing more, nothing less. But then again, more and more men have just said, nah, I'm out. I'm not even going to waste my time. Fellas, do not save these women from themselves. If they want to go out there and be a 304, yes, hold their past against them. Do it. Far too many of us are willing to give these women grace. Yeah, right. No. They don't deserve grace. Not anymore. They don't. Of course, there's always going to be simps, but guess what? Even the simp pool is drying up. You got your hardliners. They're never going to change, but there are no more young simps being indoctrinated. And that's the key, gentlemen. That is the key. The younger generation of men have seen it all, and they're not going. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm starting to see even more black men outright say, I'm not even interested in sex. Wow. Yeah, wow. Now that right there is one of the most powerful things, especially coming from black men, to say. Why? Because let's just be honest. Sex has always been the black man's key to masculinity. It is a socially enforced stereotype, but a lot of us black men were raised to believe that our masculinity, as BGS put a long time ago, black male masculinity is measured through black female vagina. Yeah, how many women can you bed? For the longest time, that was one of the biggest reasons why black men, we did what we did. which is why the shaming tactic of calling a heterosexual black man gay was so powerful toward us. And speaking of gay black men, that funky Davina fruity ass zesty ass dude calling straight heterosexual black men the cancer of the black community. Yeah. Media Man posed a great question in his video. Why do we black men still accept that level of disrespect? I left a comment on this video because, unfortunately, the vast majority of black men, older black men, be more specific, still suffer from socially enforced Stockholm syndrome. Yeah. For the longest time, a lot of us older black men knew that a black woman could just call 911 on us. And we knew that they would do that with the quickness, which is why, unfortunately, a lot of older black men stayed with unruly black women, disrespectful black women, because we knew it was so easy for us to be put behind bars. Yeah. However, nowadays, the younger generation of black men don't give a flying fuck about it. They're gone. So, this whole idea, I'm telling you, guys like that are nothing more than agent provocateurs. You know he's getting paid for that. Undoubtedly, he's getting paid to put propaganda out like that. Absolutely despicable. And of course, you got the trained seals of black women saying, yes, that's right, you slay, gay boy. Get the absolute fuck out of here. Yeah. So straight black men have been called the white men of the black community. Now we're being called the cancer of the black community. That is absolutely a despicable description, because you got to think of the far deeper meaning behind that. When people think of cancer, they think of destruction, something destructive, something that needs to be cut out. Yeah. However, in my humble opinion, if this is how black men are perceived, then once again, I made a video a long time ago where I talked about how blue-collar black men should just walk away. I think heterosexual black men should just walk away. Walk away. Leave the black community. Fuck it. Let the black women and the gay boys who want to be in charge, let them be in charge. Walk away. Let the motherfucker burn. Period. Point. Damn. Blank. Because there's no saving it. Unfortunately, there is no saving the American black community. Mm-mm. You would think that with all the black women that got laid off when Uncle Sam decided, you know what, it's time for a divorce from the American black woman, you would think something like that would have triggered a survival instinct. Oh, shit, we need to get ourselves on one accord. Nope. So, hey, let Keisha, let fruity-ass Funky Davina, let them have the black community. Let the motherfucker burn. Exercise any and all options you have, heterosexual black man. Walk away. And when they decide to do a reach back, say, hell no. Y'all got it. Y'all figure it out. But with that being said, gentlemen, it is absolutely hilarious seeing more and more black women trying to do a reach back. They're trying to spin the block. It is absolutely hilarious. They're putting out more and more videos talking about how truly lonely they are. And guess what, gentlemen? Keep holding the line. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And remember, this weekend I'm going to be offline because work is going to be all over the place. So yeah, going to make sure I'm ready for that. And with that being said, gentlemen, yeah, keep holding the line. Keep watching these women crash out over any and everything, namely the absence. Remember, gentlemen, there's an old saying, when someone does not appreciate your presence, give them the gift of your absence. And that right there has become the most effective weapon against these modern crazy-ass women. And with that being said, ladies, you better understand, and I mean you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power, once again, that you believe that you have via this system, which can be pulled from you at any time, it will go out. It's going out for a lot of women. As a matter of fact, for a lot of women, it has already gone out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to be there to catch you, to save you at the last second, that's going out right along with it. Because men around the world are holding the line. They're walking away. They're voting with their wallets and their feet and their dick. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.